There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
President of the United States than any other candidate has had in 2016. Thank you.
Wow, Madison, Wisconsin. Bernie Sanders is still reeling in the excitement of the amount of people that were there to see him speak. And he's right. He's had the biggest crowd so far heading into 2016. Hard to believe, isn't it? We're in July, and we're still a ways away, if I look at my calendar, from 2016, but it feels like it's right around the corner, doesn't it? And if you really think about it, we are a year away from the conventions, the Democratic convention and the Republican. And, of course, the Republicans actually come first in Philadelphia at the end of June of 2016. And let me tell you, every day there's a new twist. This week, a couple more declare they're running, including Chris Christie. Chris Christie, who once was such a rising star, while Bernie Sanders is drawing the 10K in Wisconsin, how many do you think Chris Christie would be able to come out, and watch him and cheer him the way that crowd cheered Sanders? I would say not even half that. You'd be lucky if you could get half that. And it's interesting because at one point, man, I said this the other day, he was like the cover boy everywhere you turned. More than he got more ink than Kim Kardashian's rear end. You know, it used to be I'd be in the checkout line and that's all I'd say is like, wow, I could care less about this. But it is so in your face. And then it's all about Chris Christie, even in the rags. And once the bridge thing hit, that was it. It sunk his battleship, I think. So does he end up with any kind of a position in a cabinet position? Does he end up on the undercard in the Republican side of running? Does he end up on somebody else's card? Who knows? I mean, I really think it's so hard to predict what's happening with the Republicans. I didn't used to think that. I mean, listen, you know, you got Rick Perry, he's asking black voters to give the Republicans a second chance. You have Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, buying up a ton of airtime, trying to do whatever he can. You have the Kentucky senator, Rand Paul, still trying to reach out to the younger vote and create the excitement that he initially created when he first jumped into Congress, if you remember. Just a few years ago in those midterm elections when the Tea Party really shook it up. So I know as you're sitting back, you know, we're celebrating fireworks in the 4th of July and our independence. I say this all the time, but I really mean it. You think of the Declaration of Independence and our representation in Washington, take that to heart. You can make a difference just by being involved, especially locally, and when we're talking about representatives in Washington. We could argue about the presidency. I say this all the time because of the Electoral College, which I think they should throw out and just do the popular vote. But right now, that's what we have. And I think, you know, it really is if you line them up and you look at the polls, and polls are there for a reason. Donald Trump second to Jeb Bush. Hillary Clinton beating all of those in a poll, in a couple of polls. Bernie Sanders suddenly finding new life. Even though, yes, college students, mostly, I'm sure, Madison, Wisconsin, doesn't matter. They're there for him, right? Screaming, yelling, loving him. How would you feel about Bernie Sanders for president? How'd you feel about to the left of the left of the left? Well, maybe not that much. Maybe somewhere in between. And you know what? He does hit a good nerve when he says, you know, this is all about the same thing. This is about the machine. I'm not about me. I'm about you. That's kind of a new twist. I mean, yes, we've heard all kinds of campaign slogans. Anything that you can think of, I'm sure it's been there on a placard somewhere. But I think the way he's addressing people when he goes out is making a difference. Now, do I really think he runs the table? No, but stranger things have happened. Is there somebody out there that all of a sudden is going to jump into the fray that we are not thinking about? It's not looking that way. And we're a month away from the first debate, the first Republican debate. So those polls matter for the Republicans because the ones who don't poll high enough won't be on the stage to get even more airtime and to have their ideology or thoughts on some of the things that are pressing down on the nation put out there in a bigger audience, in a nationally televised debate that will get some looks. I guarantee people will be watching, even the most liberal Democrat you can think of. That's what happened last time. It'll certainly happen this time because Obama was running. So now we don't have the incumbent to talk about. All right, this is crazy. Once again, we see at the D.C. Navy Yard another shooter scare. It happened early in the day on Thursday morning. A lockdown forces the workers to hold in place, as you know, stay where they are. And you had ambulances, you had cops everywhere. Lockdown, 8 a.m. Eastern. And this is the same site where 12 people were killed in 2013. They searched the Navy Yard. No evidence of shooting or anybody injured or any of that kind of stuff. So they got the all clear after they really had cleared out everybody as much as they could. It was a 911 call. And what a response, because of what happened just 2 years prior, there's no way they're going to wait. They say the call was placed inside the Navy Yard in a building reporting possible gunshots, which is what prompted them to react the way they did. Not good. It's good that they got the all clear. It's good that they searched. They didn't find anything. Then saying, you know, no evidence of gunshots, any of that kind of stuff. So they responded well, which is great for the people that work there. But not great that you have somebody dialing 911 and saying that, and it's not true. The 911 call, they say, was from the second floor of the one building. Building 197. So what was that about? You know, the rest of us, you call 911, and trust me, they'd have you down on the ground, because we know that when these...
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Moon disease from drinking to the soul I'm sinking. I've been working on a cocktail called Grounds for Divorce.
We're still finding out what the rippling effects are going to be of the Supreme Court's ruling on same-sex marriage, and especially what's it going to do for divorce laws nationwide. How intriguing is that? Jacqueline Newman joins us now from New York City. She's a matrimonial law attorney. She's just terrific. We love having her on the show. And Jacqueline, when you, first of all, the Supreme Court decision, when you heard it, you have to admit that's the first thing I thought about, because I thought about that it's terrible, but I thought about, you know what, even if you really try to work it out, couples have problems, and now this adds to, okay, now what's going to happen in the sense of divorces. And I thought, knowing this, and you and I have talked about this before, divorce laws in every state differ. So is it going to, are the same things going to be applied that are applied to heterosexual marriages?
I think ultimately that will be what happens. I mean, right now the legislatures of each of the states that didn't recognize same-sex marriages previously still have to, you know, obviously do all the paperwork and do the actual, you know, accepting and making it a law in their states. But once that happens, yeah, it's going to be the same thing. They're now, no longer will be called same-sex marriage. It'll just be called marriage.
Well, there you go. That's right. Now you don't have to differentiate that in any way. Same thing with, you know, you figure child custody cases, would that change? It would be just exactly the same thing?
I think it will be the same thing. You know, from the, you know, I'm in New York, and you know, obviously same-sex marriages are recognized here. So we are in a situation where we've been dealing with a lot of prenups and we've been dealing with divorces. And I still find that, you know, just as in the heterosexual relationship, sometimes there is a little bit of a distinguishing line as to who is really the primary caretaker. And I see the same thing that happens in same-sex marriages. So I think that, the, you know, the best interest of the child and any kind of custody fights will be similar. There'll be less, you know, what will be interesting is that while courts, you know, used to favor the mom, no doubt, and now I would say if everything is equal, the mom will still win. But at this point, there's definitely a huge, huge shift. So what will be very interesting is to see whether there's any kind of bias at all. I mean, there really can't be, obviously,
right.
when you have people of the same sex. So that'll be interesting to see how judges, and maybe that will filter in, maybe that being able to look at this and no longer really have a bias will filter into the heterosexual couples as well.
Boy, no kidding. So there could be actually a benefit, in a sense, on the other side of this. Oh, do you assume that we'll probably see the same thing with prenuptials? Because, you know, as you mentioned, you're already dealing with that in New York. And prenuptials, are they pretty much the name of the game for a lot of people now? Is that just status quo? It's not, oh, somebody wants me to have a prenuptial?
Yeah, I think they're much more commonplace than they ever were before. You know, again, dealing in New York, and we deal in high net worth cases, so they're very commonplace in my world. But even so, I think that people, you know, divorce rates are what they are. I think that, you know, especially now with access to information, everyone's on the internet, everyone sees that this is really happening, and you're not the only one that's ever been asked to get a prenup. So I think that the shock value is definitely gone, and especially when you have family money cases, then it's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, for the prenups. What about somebody was telling me the other day, and this would apply to same-sex marriages as well, the postnuptials. Is that common, or are people going back and looking at, okay, now can we do this sort of thing? I would think that would be tougher.
They're definitely tougher. I will say that, you know, oddly enough, I've been getting a lot more of them than previously, and I'm not totally sure why. But they're becoming, I guess, a little more popular. What's happening is that somebody may have a liquidity event that was, you know, unknown, and they just feel like they want to basically address it because maybe it had to deal with, let's say, a business was sold, and the person had the business before the marriage. They didn't really think of getting a prenup before that, but now they just got this huge amount of money that really isn't fully marital because it was formed before the marriage. And so there'll be situations like that. People get inheritances. They want to protect them. So I am finding that people are coming in and wanting more postnups, but I will agree it's a much tougher discussion because at that point, you know, they've already established the relationship, especially if there are children involved. You have the non-moneyed spouse who's taking the position. You know, I've stood by you. I've had your children, and at this point, you know, I'm not going to sign in. What are you going to do, divorce me?
I like that. What are you going to do, divorce me? Hey, somebody wanted me to ask you this question, too, because we've noticed that this has become a bone, pardon the pun, of contention, but this thing with pets and that there are people that are wrestling over pets, that must be difficult. Have you ever had any cases like that?
You know, we have. We haven't litigated one, but it's definitely been an issue. And again, I think that when you're dealing in situations where people, you know, even when they have children, but specifically when they don't have children, you know, they become their furry child.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think in situations like that, people will fight to the death. It is amazing. And, you know, look, I'm an animal lover, so I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say that it's amazing how much. And the other thing you got to think about is, and again, especially in New York City, having a dog, I'll say specifically, is very expensive in New York City between the doggy daycare and the grooming and the dog walkers. And it can be, you know, I won't say it's expensive as having a child, but incredibly, incredibly expensive. So a lot of times what will happen is that we'll have to deal with, you know, we call it doggy support, you know, just jokingly in the office. But that's what we really have to deal with because, you know, one person, they'll say, fine, take the pet. But they said, well, you know what? This pet's expensive and I need some support for him.
I love that doggy support. All right, Jacqueline Newman, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So isn't it interesting, there's an angle in a lot of different directions, meaning, yeah, you want to be in this game, fine, but guess what? You know, the people who are going to benefit from that are going to be the divorce lawyers who are already making money off the misery, but now they can make more money in a different direction because it's a whole new revenue source, a new stream, as they call it, because there are bound to be train wreck marriages in same-sex couples, just like there are for any other couples. Interesting. I like the whole thing about the pet custody and how brutal that is for people, especially if they don't have children, because they both want the kid, let's put it that way. Hey, I started off talking about the hour, talking about Bernie Sanders and him mentioning that he has had the biggest crowd of any crowd so far in 2015 with all the political cacophony that's everywhere. Well, Clinton came back, and the super PACs for Clinton have raised $24 million. $24 million. So, American Bridge 21st Century Foundation is a group that doesn't have to disclose its donors, raised an extra $1 million, they say. But they've raised a ton of money for Clinton in general. Priorities USA Action, which is the best funded group backing Clinton in this race, brought in so far $15.6 million this year. $15.6 million. And all totaled $45 million in the second quarter. How about that? It's actually a record, if you're keeping track of such things, for a presidential candidate's first quarter after entering the race. And it just adds to the whole, you need $1 billion to be elected president. You have to have that money pouring in. It's the only way. If you got no money and if you have no game to have people back you, then you have no way to become president of the United States, even if you would make an incredible president. It's just the way it is. At this point, the machine is so out of control. That is, to me, outrageous when you think about it. You think of the debt we have in this country. And to you and I, you say that. Does that make your eyes just kind of gloss over? $1 billion? Or what, are you kidding me? $1 billion? Yeah. That's what it takes. So Sanders is pumped up. He's raising money. Clinton is raising money. And a lot of Republicans are doing the same thing because they know they have to tackle that obstacle. They have to be able to pick up phones. They have to have PACs backing them up, or they simply cannot do it. Cannot do it. Because it is a holiday weekend, and it is the start of fireworks season. In July, you always have a lot of fireworks. I happen to come across this. They're canceling a lot of the July 4th celebrations, certainly in California, because they're in the midst of a drought. One spark in the wrong direction, it would be absolutely disastrous. But a British airbase used by a lot of Americans has canceled the celebrations because of the security threats. The Royal Air Force closed the events at its Feltwell base in Norfolk, which is in southeastern England. They said there was a threat that a working group met this week and made the decision because of the threat based on the assessment that it would be too risky. Other bases haven't suspended celebrations. You know, you forget about that. Of course, a lot of these bases have 4th of July parades, even fireworks, all kinds of stuff. So there are some threats overseas. There are a bunch of threats overseas. Across the nation, American police departments are mobilizing, of course, because they're getting security threats, too, including some posed by suspected supporters of, yes, oh yes, of course, ISIS. Be safe this holiday.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
So you called the first time, walking alone in the rain. You told me you needed someone. You said you had this in pain. Living alone isn't easy.
Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I just talked about celebrations that have been canceled because of threats, including ISIS saying that they were going to pull something off in the United States. Do we take these threats seriously? Well, I think the people who are in the spook squad certainly do, and somebody's doing a good job because we haven't seen any of that happen here on our soil. Thank goodness. Let's hope that continues that trend. It is very worrisome when you have kooks on the loose of all varieties, and ISIS doing some of the more horrific things. There seems to be no boundaries, and they are very, very good at recruiting. And recruiting is the key, because you need fresh shoulders. You need fresh shoulders, definitely, but soldiers. I knew I could say it. You need fresh soldiers, minds to corrupt, that'll do this nefarious, sick, twisted type of activity that is all about shock and awe, let's put it that way, in a very wrong way. So this show is all about weaving in and out in a couple of different directions, as we've been doing. Think of it as though you are going through the Lincoln Tunnel in New York, if you've never been, with your eyes closed. At every twist and turn, you don't know what you're going to see. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
I got a funny for you.
Oh, I love your funny. Give me something good.
This teacher was teaching a little lesson, and she had a little boy that could not pronounce his R's, so she gave him an assignment. She wrote it all out for him, and she sent him home for the weekend. And he was supposed to say, Robert gave Richie a rap in the ribs for roasting a rabbit too rare. So he came back on Monday, and she says, all right, Edward, let me see how you learned your lesson. He said, Bobby gave Dickie a poke in the slats when he cooked the bunny too little. And as for Bernie Sanders, he is proof of the walking dead.
Can come back to life.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I don't know what's going on out there, but I got another funny for you. I've used this before, but don't blow it for me. Here it goes. Well, these two sharks, white sharks, were swimming along, and one looked up and seen a surfer, and he turned to the other one. He says, what do surfers taste like? And the older one said, just like chicken.
I like it.
I don't think it's global warming, Kate. I think that it's kind of a situation where we're having an El Nino that's developing, and all of the game fish that these sharks normally feed on are moving up north. So the sharks that were in South America are now coming up into the Florida area, and I think that's why we're having multiple attacks there. They can be gotten rid of real easy. All you got to do is set off some depth charges and start to leave the territory. I mean, you know about that.
Yeah.
So
they should do that. That's what they should do. Why don't they do that? There's got to be a way to clear the area.
They're going to have a real tragedy before they get serious about it. I mean, it's going to be terrible. Listen, what's been going on with the re-racks? I tune in every night to listen to you, and all I get is reruns. I mean, I don't even get a royalty for the time that I'm on.
We just took a few vacation days.
Days. Well, honey, I'm not arguing. I mean, you know, I like that.
I'm not arguing.
I know you got to have your restroom. Like, oh, I saw a movie tonight, and they were having a 4th of July celebration in Dubai. And guess what they were having? Red, white, and blue margaritas.
Oh, I love that. Red, white, and blue margaritas. I was just thinking about that today. What would be the drink? You know, what's the red drink? What's the white drink?
And if you red salt and a white glass.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Oh, that's a good tip for anyone listening.
Well, I'm just a boy, but I will survive. I told Nathan when I called the first time, I said I was having a glass of red wine. Now, I'm not normally a drinker. But this is 4th of July, and I'm celebrating just a little bit early. But, sweetheart, I'm going to let you go, and I wish you a very, very happy 4th. And to all of my brothers and sisters out there, God bless you, and God bless the USA.
Woohoo! I like that. Dan in Texas, thank you. I love his tip about the margaritas. That's a good one. That'd be a cool thing to serve at a party, wouldn't it? The red, white, and blue? That would represent there. It would. There is something about 4th of July, isn't there? There really is. I mean, I feel it in Memorial Day. I feel it at Labor Day. And I definitely feel it at 4th of July. And, you know, I didn't grow up too far away from the actual seat of liberty at one point in Philly. And there was always something to me, even if you're rushing around, getting off the train, doing whatever, passing by the Liberty Bell. I mean, I'm saying this in all seriousness, not being sappy, but I was always fascinated by the whole history, the Ben Franklin stuff, the Betsy Ross stuff, what happened with the Liberty Bell, and now they've really done it up. They have a cool place called the Constitution Center, which is definitely worth a trip. Put it on your bucket list if you've never been to Philly. It's so worth it just to see that area, and very easy to get around, especially if you get lucky and you go on an off time of year. But I think when you see it, you're just, it's just really kind of overwhelming in a good way, where you realize, man, what they did, what happened to create this free world that we live in. As much as we complain and are annoyed beyond belief politically at some of what we've seen come out of Washington, there is nothing better. I mean, it can get better, but we are lucky to be Americans. I really feel that. And you really see it when you read and look and pay attention to some of the signs currently around you. But what happened to get here? Because we're still a very, very young country. A very, very young country. That's why it's interesting in checking the mail today. And in fact, we're going to do that right now. Let's skip to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one is from Phil, who says, Kate, happy 4th of July. 4th of July means to me a good time to get together with my family and friends. Hot dogs, hamburgers, sometimes something a little more intricate like broccoli salad or some other concoction that we come up with. All kinds of different drinks that we will serve. But there is always in the back of my mind when we go to the morning parade, our kids are grown, but we still go to the local 4th of July celebration, that this is a very, very special day. What do you think? Well, I just answered that question. Yeah, I think it is a very special day. It feels like a special day. And you're not in tune if you're not feeling that, I think. You know, you just take a breath and look at the flag and think about that for a second. And think of where you might have grown up, or think about the circumstances that we could have lived in had it not been for some people that risked it all, really, to found what is the basics, the foundation of this great nation. All right, this one from Jill. Kate, love the guests you've been having on lately. Lots of different things. Gosh, I don't even know where to start. That's why I like your show the best. And I think one of my favorite guests that you've had on was even just a couple of days ago in talking about what's happening with technology. And you had somebody on who was talking about pinpointing ads. It's just amazing the things that we can now do and the things that we think about because of the iPhones and the pads and the way we talk to other people, the way we close deals, the way we get jobs. It's simply amazing. As much as there are things that we can look at with technology and say it's awful, there are great things about technology. And I really appreciated that interview. I thought it was pretty interesting to hear how the election happened in Los Angeles and how pinpointing those ads was so important. Here's one from Calvin. Calvin in Florida. Hey, Kate, we love you in Sarasota. I'm echoing the same sentiments that I've heard again and again from so many other people, and we can't wait till you come down here. I've heard you talk about the shark attacks. Luckily, in Sarasota, of course, there could be an attack anywhere in an ocean, but we haven't had any of that happen here recently. I'm certain that off the shores there are sharks lurking somewhere. You just don't think about it when you go into the water. And it is terrible what happened to those kids. It's terrible what happened to that guy. You certainly aren't expecting it. You go and you swim. It's a beautiful area. And it would be incredibly, incredibly, I think, shocking to, first of all, look up and see a fin, and then have to react and know exactly what to do. From everything I've read and from everything I've seen, it's all about punching the shark in the nose. And for everybody listening, just remember that should you get in that rare situation. Oh, I hope the people listening do not find themselves, Calvin, in that situation where, geez, I have to punch the shark in the nose and think about it. Well, that's what you have to do. You have to survive, right? I mean, if it doesn't matter if you're the one in a million person or not. All right, sit back, enjoy, and we're going to be back at you with more on the flip side here on ATN.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, baby doll.
Happy birthday to you.
Come on, celebrate.
Happy birthday, America. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
I love that song, I gotta tell you. We're headed for the finish line for this hour. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you here on America Tonight. So we got a new segment called, Wait, Doesn't Everybody Do This? Meaning, how many of you out there, for example, my brother and I were talking about this the other day, thought that the TV would catch on fire if you left it on when you left the house? Because we grew up thinking that. We grew up thinking that, well, we can't leave the TV on. I mean, if we did, we would, the house, I mean, can you imagine? And, of course, that is not true. But in our minds, it was. So it kind of lingered with the two of us. Here's another one for you. Wait, doesn't everybody do this? When I ventured off on the crazy odyssey that I find myself in the middle of in this wonderful life called radio and talk, And along the way, the places that I stopped, many of them in the South and the Southwest, I would put ketchup on my eggs, and people would come up to me and say, "Are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure? Are you sure, darling? You want to put that ketchup on those eggs?" And the answer is, I grew up with ketchup on eggs, and now I don't do it, actually. I put salsa on my eggs instead, or the hottest sauce I can find. I still can't help myself. I love all kinds of hot sauces. I really do. But I used to do the ketchup thing. Nathan, how about you? Do you have any of those, wait, doesn't everybody do this things in your life?
See,
if I was being naive,
maybe I would, but I do so many weird things. Like, maybe it'd be nicer to see more people use cinnamon and everything.
Cinnamon's good for you.
And excellent as well.
I like cinnamon. It's funny you say that, because now, and you would never have found this before, but now when you go to a coffee place, usually, it doesn't matter what kind, if it's that crazy Starbucks overhyped and you pay way too much for, but whatever, that's a different conversation. They have cinnamon now that you can put cinnamon in the coffees. They've had it for a while, but in other coffee shops, I've noticed it a lot too, where there'll be cinnamon on the table, and I think that's good because cinnamon is really good for you.
Well, I mean, do you put cinnamon in your meat or cinnamon in... I put it in everything. I put it in salads. I mean, it's good.
I think it's good. I like it too. And so I've started to do that, but I do it because I think it's... I've read so much about it. I think it's just a healthy thing to do. And it does taste good, though. You're right. So it's not, you know, it's a, I think it's a good thing to do anyway. I love that. I love the way you said that. That it's, I think other people, hey, you could do it. You can do it. You can do it. And I was thinking about this, and you may all have things in your life where you say, wait, doesn't everybody do it? And if you do, please send them to me at americatonight.net or give us a jingle at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
Yeah, it's got to kind of be like a food related or...
It is. A lot of it's food related. You know, food related.
Or...
Yeah. Or so it's just a way that you believe that this is don't other people do this? Isn't this what they do? Right? Like, I'm trying to think of another one. You're right about the food related thing. I also grew up with, when you had steak, you put sauce on it. So meaning you had A1 steak sauce or you had whatever it was. And that's another thing that people look at you a little differently when you do that, because they think it spoils the steak.
Yeah, especially all those chef friends of yours.
Chef friends.
It's true.
Do not put it on. Do not put the sauce on. We do not like that. Do not put the sauce on.
Your chef voice is great, by the way.
my fake chef voice. Okay, so here's another one for you. Wait, doesn't everybody do this? This is another thing about... This is a good one. I hope you are wide awake, America, and beyond. You want to pay attention to the next thing that leaves my lips. Because I grew up over the bridge from Philly, and it was New Jersey, you cannot pump gas in New Jersey. It's illegal. So when I first left the bubble of New Jersey, and I was in all these other great places that I lived and fabulous people that I met, the first time, Nathan, I can remember this, that I pulled up to a pump and I had to pump my own gas, I had no clue what to do. I had no idea. I had no idea. I didn't get it. I thought for sure, I didn't see a sign, I wasn't looking, that someone was going to pump the gas. Somebody's going to come out and they're going to ask me what kind I want, and they're going to pump it. But no.
You know, I heard about that phenomenon, like, you know, several years after I began driving, and it made me feel kind of proud and, like, constructive that I never knew that, even though I lived in the Northeast. I got out of there before I had that responsibility. But, you know, I went from Vermont to Iowa, and... we were ahead in education in Vermont, so I got all the best of them.
You did get all the best of them. In New Jersey, I loved it that people would come because the gas was cheaper, but they couldn't pump it. And so people get freaked out by that because they're so used to it in all the other states. And I just think it's funny. Wait, you know, that's a perfect wait. Doesn't everybody do this? Because you just assume, oh, everybody must be pumping, you know, everybody must be pumping gas. And, you know, we've been talking about the shark thing, too. And this is another one of those deals where I thought that everybody realized, or everybody did this, they just did it unless they were a surfer. They didn't go in the water at the crack of dawn or as the sun was setting because it was dangerous, because there was a chance that something in the sea would get you. That was the wrong time. That was feeding time, so you would never do that. But apparently there are plenty of people that go in early, that go down to beaches that are already laying out, that are already lathering up, and they don't they're not worried about dusk, or they're not worried about early morning swims.
See, for me, it's the funnier part is that wouldn't the most important to pay attention to about the timing was immediately after someone bloodied the water, taking longer than a couple hours. Right?
Yeah, why would... I don't get this. I mean, I said that before. I don't get that you would... I think you would close it for the day. Somebody loses a limb in front of your eyes, a kid, and you're keeping the beach open. You're closing it down for a half an hour, an hour. Wow. I mean, just send people home for the day. We'll come back. I don't get that. I really don't. I agree. I don't understand that. It doesn't make any sense. And like you said, the bloody the water, because that's chumming the water and getting the... other sharks or shark or whatever to come back.
Getting them chummy.
Yeah, getting them chummy. This is another thing. Wait, doesn't everybody know, you know, doesn't everybody do this? Because of where I grew up water-wise, when you went on the beach, there were not people fishing next to you. There weren't people with lines in between where you were swimming, because that goes to what you're saying, where they're pulling in fish. They've got bait, they've got a hook, they're out there fishing, and you didn't do that off the beach. You just would be on a boat or a pier, or maybe it was a particular kind of beach, but not a beach where people went to lay out. You wouldn't be wading in the water with them, only you'd have a fishing rod. And that happens in Florida a ton, and I'm sure other places, but when I was in Florida, I noticed that, because that happened with me. I just thought, wow, I don't like this fishing line. I like fishing, but I don't like to fish and swim at the same time in the same water. It's just, I thought that was odd.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Don't hang out where you throw your hook.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There you go. Don't hang out.
That's
I love that.
Doesn't
I love
that.
Do that?
Hmm.
Yeah, doesn't everybody do that? Wouldn't you just realize that, especially if people near you? Why would you? Aren't you kind of putting them in danger? I don't know. Wait, doesn't everybody do this? I like it. I guarantee a bunch of you out there have got a ton of them you can share. Do it. AmericaTonight.net. Yo, yo, be safe, be happy, and enjoy this 4th. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.